Okay, hi everyone. I'm Paul Chaignon, and today I'm going to talk about a new option of S-Trace, Secom BPF. So if you've been staying in this room for the last two talks, you've already heard about Secom BPF, but in this talk, I'm going to go into the details of how it works behind the hood, under the hood. So as an overview of this talk, I'm going to first go into explaining how S-Trace uses P-Trace to stop at syscalls. Then I'm going to explain how it uses Secom BPF to stop only at syscalls of interest. So that's what the option is doing. And finally, we're going to see, while we're talking about this, we're going to see the two CBPF algorithms that are being used to decide on which syscalls to stop. So S-Trace default behavior. So at the top of the slide, you've got the thread that you're trying to